Who hardened Pharaoh's heart? Did God harden Pharaoh's heart, or did Pharaoh harden his own heart? This is a question that comes up from time to time as we're studying through the Bible, especially when we're looking at the book of Exodus. And I believe it came up when we were studying Exodus a few years ago. Who hardened Pharaoh's heart? Because we're told that both God and Pharaoh hardened his heart. The Bible says that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart in Exodus 9 and verse 12, but the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. So we see that the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. But we're also told that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. In Ephesians 8, verse 32, but Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Matter of fact, it says he hardened his heart this time also. He had already hardened his heart once before. We'll look at that other occasion in a moment. But God hardened it, and Pharaoh hardened it. Was this something they did independently of one another, or was one of these things accomplished through by means of the other? Since the Bible does not contradict itself, both must somehow be true. So let's look at this. First of all, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. God had put Pharaoh, this particular Pharaoh, in authority in order to manifest his own, that is God's own, infinitely superior power. How do I know this? I know this because the Bible tells me in Exodus 9, 13, and 14, the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Pharaoh did not know about the one true and living God. And so God the Father, God the God of Israel, is going to teach Pharaoh and all the Israelites just who God is, just who Jehovah God is, that they may know that there is none like him in all the earth. He's the one true and living God. In verses 15 and 16, God continues to say, then if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. This is what God said to Pharaoh, according to the mouth of Moses. God did not speak directly to Pharaoh. God told Moses what to say. Moses said it to Pharaoh. But he's speaking here on behalf of God. So God says, for this purpose I have raised you up, speaking to Pharaoh through Moses, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. And Paul quotes that, by the way, in Romans chapter 9. And so God hardened it. He had put a Pharaoh in authority in order to manifest his own infinitely superior power. There needed to be a hard-hearted man in charge of Egypt at this time, so that when the children of Israel are finally let go, credit is not given to Pharaoh. Credit is given to God. A hard-hearted man needs to be in power. If a soft-hearted man was in power, he would have gotten the credit rather than God. God made a reasonable demand of Pharaoh, which he knew Pharaoh would not meet, because he knew what was in Pharaoh's heart. He knew that Pharaoh would indeed harden his own heart and not let the people go. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, this is God speaking to Moses, not even by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in its midst, and after that he will let you go. Again, if Pharaoh had been a soft-hearted man and told Moses, yes, y'all can go, he would have gotten credit. There would have been no miracles worked. There wouldn't have been any need for them. And so God would not have demonstrated his power, and they would not have known that there is one true and living God. They would not have known that there was not another God in all the world like the God of Israel, Jehovah. In Exodus 5:1, afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. But this is the man God makes of Pharaoh, but he knows that Pharaoh is not going to cave into. Well, he's not going to meet this demand, though it's a reasonable demand. If it were God's intention to operate on Pharaoh's heart directly, it would not matter who was in that position. It had to be a man who was hard-hearted, but whose hard heart could be softened, if only temporarily, by a mighty act of God. Not a direct operation, but an indirect operation through these miraculous events that are referred to as plagues. So God hardened it, but Pharaoh also hardened it. Pharaoh neither knew nor feared God. That is, he did not know who God was. He was not in a personal relationship with the one true and living God. Pharaoh considered himself God. Egypt considered him a God. And they had other gods that they worshipped. The Nile River was a god to the Egyptians. Cows were gods to the Egyptians. They had all manner of gods, each of which was attacked by one or more of these plagues. And so, by these plagues, the one true and living God showed his superiority over Pharaoh and these other gods. But Pharaoh, as the saying begins, he neither knew nor feared God, though he came to fear God. And after the fact, Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord." That is, I do not recognize his authority, nor will I let Israel go. And so he's not going to do it. It's a reasonable demand, but God knew beforehand Pharaoh would not meet that demand. And therefore, by making the demand, he hardens Pharaoh's heart. In Exodus 9, 27 through 30, Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, "I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. Entreat the Lord that there may be no more mighty thundering in hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer." What happened? Well, the mighty thundering and hail, this particular plague, softened Pharaoh's heart to the point he said, all right, entreat the Lord that there be no more thundering in hail. It's enough. I'll let you go, and you shall stay no longer. So Moses said, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God." What did he mean here? "That you may know that the earth is the Lord." That the Lord is in charge of the earth and all meteorological events. All weather, God is in charge of that. And so, he is in charge. It is his earth. And you're going to learn that, but I know that you will not yet fear the Lord. Pharaoh neither knew nor feared God. His heart was initially softened, but the demand of God was contrary to Pharaoh's own personal desires. 600,000 slaves here today and gone tomorrow was to Pharaoh a financial nightmare. Much like the Emancipation Proclamation back in 1800s, 1864, 65, when Abraham Lincoln decided to do that as a measure to give hope to the slaves in the South. He issued that proclamation, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of property was lost in that proclamation in the South as the slaves left and made their way north. And that's what Pharaoh faced here. 600,000 slaves, people who were doing the work and not getting paid for it. Pharaoh could not bring himself to bear that, and so he would not go down without a fight. The demand insulted Pharaoh's pride, for he was considered a god both by himself and by all of Egypt. Pharaoh refused to meet God's demand. Initially, his heart was softened, but then he hardened his heart. Exodus 5:2 and verse 7:14, Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go." And chapter 7:14, "The Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go." And so it was Pharaoh's refusal to cooperate with and meet the demand of God as a result of Pharaoh's heart being hardened by himself, and so Pharaoh hardens his own heart. But also it can be said that circumstances hardened Pharaoh's heart. But God was in charge of those circumstances. But Pharaoh determined how he would react to those circumstances. The magician simulated the first three miracles of Moses. Exodus 7, 11 through 13, but Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. So the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man drew down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod. And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. Whatever it was that the magicians did, it was not equal to what God did through Moses. The act of Moses in laying down his rod, and it became a serpent, was superior to the other because his rod swallowed up their rod. And so God proved himself superior to the enchantment of those magicians in Egypt. Chapter 7, verse 19, then the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. So, temporarily softened by the plague, but then the magicians simulated the plague, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard by the circumstance of their simulating that particular plague. In Exodus 8, verse 5, then the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. This is the third plague. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. And so whatever they did, it seemed to Pharaoh to be the same thing. But I'm confident they did not have the power Moses had, or they could have reproduced every plague. But they didn't. They weren't able to reproduce every plague. And so Pharaoh's heart was hardened. So the magician simulated the first three miracles of Moses. This enabled Pharaoh to doubt that the Lord was all-powerful. In other words, it enabled him to justify in his own mind, well, you know, whatever Moses can do, my magicians can do. It looked like that at this particular point, because they did simulate those first three plagues. In verse 8 of chapter 8, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I'll let the people go that they may sacrifice to the Lord. So he's softened, yes. Take them away. I will let you go. But the urgency of the demand was lessened in the eyes of Pharaoh by the relief from the plague provided by God. Pharaoh hardened his heart immediately after the lifting of each plague that softened it. Each time there was a plague, there was a softening of Pharaoh's heart. Then there was a lifting of the plague, and Pharaoh hardened his heart. Chapter 8, verse 9, Moses said that Pharaoh accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only. You tell me when. So he said, tomorrow. And he said, let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, and from all from your people. They shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh. And Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs that he had brought against Pharaoh. So the Lord did according to the word of Moses. And the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courtyards, and out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them as the Lord had said. Did God harden his heart? Well, indirectly, he removed the plague. But Pharaoh hardened his own heart when he saw the pleasure of food. There was no longer the pressure to conform to the demand of God, to meet the demand of God. There were no more problems there. Now the magicians still worked with their enchantments to bring forth life. This is the fourth plague. But they could not. So there was a limitation on what they could do in stimulating the pleasure. So they relied on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart grew hard and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. Here the magicians admit they can't do it. This is the finger of God. This is their God doing this. We cannot reproduce. We cannot simulate this. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. Each time Pharaoh had hardened his heart when a plague had been lifted, made it that much easier to him harden his heart even when there was a plague that had not yet been lifted. And Pharaoh said, "I will let you go," eventually he did, "that you may sacrifice the Lord your God in the wilderness, only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me." Then Moses said, "Indeed I am going out from you, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarm of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people, but let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." Moses getting tired of this. Every time the plague was lifted, his heart would harden again. They said, "Don't deal deceitfully in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord." So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. Not one remained. But Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also. Neither would he let the people go. So again, Pharaoh hardened his heart because the plague had been lifted. There was no longer the pressure to conform to or heed the demand of God. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, "I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. Entreat the Lord that there may be no more lightning, no more thundering and hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer." So his heart is softened once again by the thundering and the hail. So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread out his hand to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain, the hail, and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. So Pharaoh was a hard-hearted man. Did God soften his heart? God could soften his heart, and did. But not through a direct operation on Pharaoh. By the miracles, the plagues. But then when there was respite, when there was relief, Pharaoh hardened his heart. And so by providing the relief, God was indirectly softening or hardening his heart. But it was Pharaoh hardening his own heart, because that's the kind of man he was. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore, please forgive my sin, only this once, meaning surely just one more time, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only." This would have been the locust. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. Well, how did he harden his heart? Well, by taking away the locusts, which was the cause of the softening. And so again, it was God providing the rest, the relief, but Pharaoh hardening his own heart as he had done before. So what's the conclusion? As a result of Pharaoh's hardening of heart, Egypt was ruined, and Pharaoh was in rebellion against God. And you might remember that when the children of Israel entered the promised land by taking the city of Jericho, before they took the city of Jericho, they were talking to Rahab, And Rahab mentioned that she had heard about those plagues over in Egypt, and she and her family had come to believe in the one true and living God, Jehovah God, the God of Israel, and she wanted to be preserved, her and her family, and so Joshua provided for them a means whereby they could escape the destruction that was brought upon the city of Jericho when Israel went in after God brought the walls down. And so, but if Pharaoh had been a soft-hearted individual, see, there wouldn't have been any plagues. And the report of all these plagues, therefore, wouldn't have been going around, and they wouldn't have heard nothing about it. And so it actually not only gave God the glory, because he's the one that eventually caused Pharaoh to let the people go. And when Pharaoh even later hardened his heart again after they left and sent his armies out after them, they were all drowned in the Red Sea. God showing his superiority over Pharaoh and all the other supposed gods of Egypt. I realize the lesson this morning was not designed to tell an alien Pharaoh what he needs to do to become a